Proclamation number 6048 of 12th of September, 1954. Carry my gospel out. To spread my word is your task, you who want to serve me. To you, too, I say the words, carry my gospel out into the world. People hear much. Religious knowledge is offered to them from all sides. My word is proclaimed to them in the form of doctrines of faith, and it should therefore appear as if my command, which I once gave to my disciples, is being carried out. And yet, it is more necessary than ever that I raise up disciples for myself again whom I can send out into the world. For those who are to proclaim my gospel must be taught by me myself. They must allow my Spirit to work in them because they hear through the voice of the Spirit what they should preach to their fellow human beings. An awakened preachers speak empty words without Spirit, although they adhere to my once proclaimed word. Without the working of my Spirit they don't understand what they are saying themselves, that is, they cannot offer my word to their fellow human beings in a living way, and therefore it will only touch the listener's ear again but not his heart. But if my Spirit can be active in the proclaimer of my word, he will speak with conviction. He will explain the spiritual meaning of my word. He will appeal to people's hearts. He will be the link between me and the listener, and he will let me speak to him myself and truly be impressed by my address. You shall spread my gospel throughout the world. Many more people shall hear my word, and for this I still need many disciples who are qualified to spread my gospel correctly. Whom I can send out because they want to be true servants to me, who are now active on my behalf, who speak nothing of their own accord, who only ever listen to what I instruct them to do and who, driven by my Spirit, now distribute what they receive from me. For when I commissioned them to spread my gospel, my word, into the world, then they must have received it from me themselves beforehand, otherwise they cannot offer anything. It is not enough that they gather the treasure there to distribute themselves, that they offer something they cannot testify to themselves as a divine gift. They must receive these treasures from me myself. Otherwise I cannot give them the commission to go out into the world and proclaim my gospel. I truly know what ails humanity, I know what dubious gifts have already been offered to it and how little healing power it has been able to extract from them. I also know what it lacks and therefore want to convey it to it. I want to confront people myself. Yet I can only do so in the word which is conveyed to them through mediators who have received it directly from me. And what is now done in order to spread my pure word I regard as the fulfillment of the assignment I've given you, my disciples of the last days. And I will bless you. For the hardship is great. People are starving because they are offered weak food and yet they need strength in order to successfully cover the earthly path of life. And you, who receive abundantly, you can also distribute abundantly. You, who are in possession of my word, you can carry it out into the world. You can bring my gospel to all people who are of good will. For they will recognize it as my word because it goes to their hearts, because their souls are now healthy. Because they recognize it as the enticing voice of the Father which they now follow without resistance. Amen.